Ukrainian President Zelensky has for the first time confirmed that Ukrainian military forces are engaged in a surprise incursion into Russia's Kursk border region.
In his nightly video address, Zelensky mentioned discussing the ongoing operation to push the war onto the aggressor's territory with top Ukrainian commander Oleksandr Syrsky. "Ukraine is demonstrating that it can indeed restore justice and apply necessary pressure on the aggressor," he stated. Benjamin Wright reporting.
An officer in Ferguson, Missouri, sustained severe head injuries during clashes with demonstrators at the city's police headquarters on the 10th anniversary of Michael Brown Jr.'s death, according to authorities.
"The officer was hospitalized and is fighting for his life after being attacked by protesters during confrontations along a fence surrounding the station late on Friday," Ferguson Police Chief Troy Doyle reported at a press briefing. Jim Kender reported.
An electrical engineer holding dual U.S. and Turkish citizenship has been arrested and charged with mishandling classified documents while employed by the U.S. Department of Defense.
FBI agents arrested Gokhan Gun, accusing him of printing more than 250 documents while working at the Defense Department, many of which were labeled classified. Federal prosecutors have charged Gun with mishandling classified materials in the U.S. District Court in Alexandria, Virginia. Kyle Norris reporting.
A vast landfill in Uganda's capital collapsed last Friday, leading to the deaths of at least 18 people, according to the Red Cross.
18 was the latest count reported by the nonprofit as the search continued for those still unaccounted for. However, Uganda's Prime Minister Robina Nabanja later announced that the death toll had risen to 20. The number is expected to increase. 14 others were injured when the Kitezi landfill, which serves much of Kampala, collapsed. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
At least one person was killed and another injured following an explosion Sunday morning that leveled a home and damaged several neighboring residences in a suburban Baltimore neighborhood, authorities said.
The explosion occurred around 6:42 a.m. on Arthur Woods Drive in Bel Air, a Harford County city about 32 miles north Baltimore, officials stated. A 35-year-old contractor for Baltimore Gas and Electric was identified as the person killed in the blast, Master Deputy Fire Marshal Oliver Alkire confirmed. Liam White reporting.
Two people were shot and killed at a raceway in Iowa just before a concert was set to begin, authorities reported.
The shooting occurred Saturday night at the I-29 Speedway in Pacific Junction, approximately 20 miles south of Omaha, Nebraska. An outdoor concert at the venue was about to start when shots were fired in the parking lot, according to an online press release by the Iowa Department of Public Safety. The victims were identified as Marcus L. Johnson, 28, and Charles A. Williams, Jr., 27, Lawrence Keller reporting.
The Navy's efforts to build lower-cost warships capable of intercepting Houthi rebel missiles in the Red Sea partly hinge on a 25-year-old laborer who previously worked on parts for garbage trucks.
Lucas Andreini, a welder at Fincantieri Marinette Marine in Marinette, Wisconsin, is one of thousands of young workers who have received employer-sponsored training nationwide as shipyards struggle to recruit and retain employees. The labor shortage is among the many challenges contributing to backlogs in ship production and maintenance as the Navy faces growing global threats. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Samsung has recalled over 1.1 million electric ranges after the company received numerous reports of unintentional activation of products with front-mounted knobs, leading to fires and the deaths of some pets.
The remedy for this recall is free knob locks or covers for specific models sold in the U.S. between 2013 and 2024, Samsung stated. According to the CPSC, Samsung has received more than 300 reports of unintentional activation by humans or pets since 2013, with the recalled ranges linked to approximately 250 fires, Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.